Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, January 21st, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you're not going to want to miss tonight's live Sunday transmission. I'll be here for the next 2 hours, and then the great Harrison Smith comes in with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, right after this broadcast. For more live, hard-hitting news, analysis, guests, and phone calls. Speaking of a guest, coming up in 15 minutes, Roger Stone's on the road somewhere in West Virginia, about to go on Tim Pool Show tomorrow. He's going to be calling in from the road or Skyping in on the Ron DeSantis dropping out of the presidential race that just happened about 3 hours ago or 2.5 hours ago. Massive news just 2 days out from the primary there in New Hampshire. Good move by Governor Ron DeSantis. Don't look for bird brain. Nikki Haley, the ever dropout, she's a neocon cruise missile to take out our republic. So Roger will be popping in 15 minutes from now. Then, ooh, lordy, we have crossed the Rubicon. It was about a year ago, or it was actually January of 2023, that I came on air and said, you can mark the date, I forget the exact date, as when the tide turned. But I said, the next big thing will be when world leaders, populist world leaders, start confronting globalists their faces and saying, you are the problem, you are the one cutting off resources, you are the one enslaving humanity, you are a consortium of big banks that talk all this liberal talk about how you're neoliberals and care about everybody, but that's the cover for your incredibly fascistic death cult ways. And we've seen that in the last year with Elon Musk confronting him at the World Government Summit 6 months ago and saying world government's a horrible idea. The globalists that run it are terrible people. You claim humanity's got problems. You should look in the mirror. Now, at Davos the last week, not from protesters outside or even independent media outside. Some of that happened, the great folks, Rebel Media and others. But inside, they got confronted by world leaders. They got confronted by heads of major think tanks and others that were guests. And more importantly, the globalists themselves. And I have so many clips. We'll never get to them all today. I'll get to a lot. My weekday show is tomorrow at 11 Central, and it's longer than the Sunday show. It's 4 hours long. I will get to all of them tomorrow. The problem is there's like 15 of them, and right before I went live, I saw more clips coming in on this, and I've got ABC News, CBS News, The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, Politico, all right here, overhead shot, please, admitting the globalists are absolutely hated, no one trusts them, and the whole world's turned against them, and their whole move to, quote, silence disinformation, that means the truth, and, quote, regain trust is floundering and is only blown up in their face that much more. Here's Politico headline. Populism keeps rattling the globe. You mean the globalist. Elites have no idea what to do. Very informative article. Well, one thing is, don't just stop running your mouth. Stop the policies. Because we have the Queen of the Netherlands. Maximinus, I'm not joking. By the way, they're worth trillions. They own Dutch Royal Shell, big part of BlackRock. I mean, they're one of the richest families in the world. They're up at Rothschild level. Probably even more rich than the British rulers. And this woman, her wealth is a state secret, said, we're going to create a world ID to totally control your life and forcibly inject you. So you wonder why we don't like you, lady. That's in the official UN treaty, and you're up there, this monstrous pig. telling us that you're going to take control of our bodies, you disgusting witch. Burn in hell. We know you're murdering us. Murderer. Murdering scum. Burn.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday, January 21st, 2024 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I'm going to ask the InfoWars archivist, who does a splendid job. You'll probably have it by tomorrow. He's so quick. But in case he's not listening or watching, he usually is. He lives in another state than Austin, Texas. To just get a short compilation, because if it gets a long one, it'll be 30 minutes long, and I don't want to play that, of myself 25 years ago, because he's found it before, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, a year ago, saying that I politically understood that the globalists were going to build their operation behind a curtain, but when they finally launched their operation, we would have been out there exposing it so long that even though a lot of people would poo-poo what we said, all the old clips, because people really respect that, would call exactly what they were going to do. And from their own documents, from their own admissions, it's like having 95% of the jigsaw pieces already laid out. It's very easy to put the last few pieces in and predict the future. Now, that was my own historical gravitas and understanding, but that was all given to me as a gift by God. To be able to look at first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth order, I'm really capable at projecting out the lines as a futurist to understand through the historical lens what's happening. But I want the archivist to also add, because I've been saying this for 25 years, and I saw a clip just a few months ago on X, somebody found when I talked about this, where I talked about doing my local access TV show, or I had a local radio show. It was already syndicated, and I was like 25 years old. I wasn't like, I was 25 years old. I'm 50 next month. And I went to this restaurant, and it was 9:30, and nobody was in there. And they were already starting to mop. They said, no, you can order food. And I got a chicken fried steak and baked potato, and I think it was iced tea. And it was like in the Golden Child, except it wasn't where the demons praying to the devil and the walls disappear. It wasn't exactly like that, but I felt like that. I was talking to God. I wasn't even praying or anything. And I'm just sitting there, and it's like God gave me this big download and told me everything that was going to happen. And I started telling people about that about a year after it happened. So I'm on record for 25 years specifically saying we're going to expose their plans, we're going to expose their operations, and then people won't listen. But then once it comes true, people will see that information, and then we'll have a real chance at beating them. And it was literally God imprinting on me this knowledge and this discernment. And now my discernment's gotten so strong. This is happening to everybody. You're either getting closer to God or further away. You're either getting more in touch with the gifts of the Spirit or you're getting weaker. This isn't mumbo jumbo. This is real. The enemy knows this, by the way. So the CIA spent hundreds of billions of dollars, not, you know, just on mine weapons alone. So did the Russians and others. So this is a big deal, because regardless of what you think about where I got the information, and it was from God, I now have the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, Politico, all of them saying the globalists are totally screwed. Everyone hates them now. Everyone knows they're robbing and raping. Everyone knows they're the New World Order. And whether it was Javier Milei, whether it was the head of the Heritage Foundation, it didn't matter. They all got in their faces at Davos, that just ended today, and said, you're the ones orchestrating the wars and the collapse on record. You're the ones that want to eat bugs. You're the ones that want to destroy populism and the people. You're the enemy. And I've always said, once you identify them, once people know they're the ones running it, and their neoliberal world is really a neo-fascist nightmare, they will never get away with it. And so it's not just the people I just mentioned. It's everywhere. It's in congressional hearings. It's on talk radio. It's on TV. It's even liberal talk show hosts that I hear, that I monitor, now talking about the establishment, the elites, and all the rest of it. So we really have reached a point here where they're going to be very, very, very pressured to not be able to carry any more of their operations out, except they're going to start major wars out of it, and I have a huge stack of news on that. All of a sudden, world leaders across the planet are warning that World War III is very close, and I have a huge stack of news dealing with that. So it's just wild. And folks, I don't get up here and talk about my relationship with God that much. I don't sit here and claim I'm a prophet. I'm not. But we're all tied to God, and if we open up our heart and spirit and also do real-world research and understanding, God can then really, really show us what to do next. And I started out on Access Television 30 years ago in April when I was 20 years old. It'll be April, about 2-3 months from now. I've been on the air 30 years. And the first 3 or 4 or 5 years, I was just, being a conservative and a nationalist and a populist and wanted to promote freedom. But I really got the download after being on air for 5 years, and God really gave me my mission. And I know you're being given your mission as well, and this is a really special thing. And the fact that we're on record saying we believe in humanity, we're betting on humanity, we're going to organize resistance against the globalist, and we're going to move forward against it, and we're going to see the world awaken to these tyrants, and then to see it all happen, that is the hand of God. And God isn't just working through me. God is working through all of you out there. And whether it's a small thing or a big thing you do, it doesn't matter. It's all part of God's larger plan to give humanity the guard and the shield and the defense we need going into these incredible times. Roger Stone, we're about to bring on right now, I just connected, never hated God and was never not really a Christian, but it was a little side issue to him. We've talked about it privately, talked about it on air. But then when he was being set up for prison and put through hell, and the number one demonized person after Trump and myself, chosen for annihilation, he literally got on his knees and with a pastor and said, God, I give it to you. Please help me. Tell me what to do. And the next day, everything turned around, like night and day, like from the worst storm to just beautiful blue skies. And that's why they attack a relationship with God. Because if we have God on our side, we are unstoppable. And that's a separate thing I won't have time to get to today. I'll do it tomorrow. I've got a whole bunch of newscasts and new TV shows on Amazon, Netflix, you name it, openly saying devil worship is good. And the new official religion of the left is Satanism. I have a whole stack of articles and videos today without even looking. High budget, open devil worship, the devil is good, and God is the devil. Satan is God, God is Satan. Okay? Okay, I mean, you cannot make this. Yeah, this is the big Amazon show right here. I mean, there's like 3 new ones this week that just came out. I mean, you can't even keep track of this. And I've got newscast about after-school Satan meetings. So that's all coming up. This is a fight against good versus evil, bottom line. All right, let's stop right there. We got so much to cover today. If you want to know how to counter leftists and the thought police, Dana White knocks it out of the park. The reporter goes, well, you have a long leash on your fighters, letting them say some things. He goes, listen, they're free agents. They have the free speech. They say whatever the hell they want. A leash? I mean, they just tell you who they are. They want leashes on us. We need to say, no, we're free creatures. We're not animals. That's all coming up. But I appreciate Roger Stone, who just got to his hotel. He's going to be on the huge Tim Pool show tomorrow out there in the mountains of somewhere between Maryland and an undisclosed location in West Virginia. I've been there several times. Great folks. But Roger is able to join us. And I really got to hand it to Roger as usual. He called Big Mike, Michelle Obama, over a couple of years ago that she would be the replacement for Biden during the campaign, probably the convention. And now it's the one in Telegraph. It's in MSNBC. It's in the New York Times. It's on Yahoo News. It's just everywhere. Michelle Obama could be America's next president. Michelle Obama preparing to sneak her way into the race. Donald Trump versus Michelle Obama, 2024.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
They knew that Joe could pose as a moderate who would bring civility back to our politics. None of that has happened. But now Joe's expendable. Between his inability to campaign, to remain coherent, to stand up, not to crap his pants, the impact of his policies. And
sure, so you totally called all this. You're the first, at least a year ahead of anybody else. So this is, they now say it's basically going to happen. So give us the technicals, looking into your crystal ball, how you think it's rolled out, when Big Mike announces.
Here's why I think it will be Michelle Obama. The Democratic Party has a giant problem in Kamala Harris. Under any normal scenario, if the president of the United States, incumbent president, elected not to run for, shall we say, reasons of health, then the nomination would go to the loyal vice president. She's even less electable than Joe, and they know it. But also, they can't offend women and people of color by replacing her with, say, Gavin Newsom or some other candidate, which is why the only way they can replace a woman of color is with a more popular woman of color, and that is Michelle Obama. Now, the rules of their convention put a disproportionate amount of influence in the hands of these super delegates. But really, this is quite simple. Biden will go through the primaries where the way has been cleared for him, made it virtually impossible for anyone to compete with him. Right? This is why Robert Kennedy bolted the Democratic Party, and although he remains a registered Democrat, he's running as an independent. Today, Dean Phillips, a little-known congressman who is seeking to challenge Joe Biden, he said that if he doesn't defeat Biden for the Democratic nomination, he might take the no parties label. The independent group is trying to get an independent on the ballot in every state. I would urge Mr. Phillips to go check the state laws. Most states have sore loser laws. So if you contended in the state Democratic primary and you lost, you can't be on the ballot in November as an independent. So that's probably not viable. But this can happen right up to the moment of the convention. In fact, Alex, I now predict that's what will happen. Joe will wrap up enough delegates so that no one else can be nominated. And then at essentially the last minute, he will announce it for reasons of health. He's going to step aside. He's going to throw it open to the convention so they can nominate the candidate of their choice. And as I predicted, Michelle Obama will reluctantly submit to a draft. It's funny, Alex, when I was walking through the airport here, I stopped to buy a bottle of water, and I noticed a special Life magazine commemorative issue that's being pushed in the news kiosk there. And who's on the cover but Michelle Obama? Entire magazine about her.
So we can see the system. We can see the system gearing up. So you predicted she would do this 2 years ago, and now all over the corporate news they say she is the one to replace him. That they're gearing up. And you're saying this is going to happen at the convention, hand it off to Michelle Obama. How formidable of a obstacle is this going to be to restoring the Republic and President Trump?
Well, she's certainly a stronger candidate than Joe Biden. She's going to be able to try to walk away from Biden's record, which is really unfair because this is really the third term of her husband, Barack Obama. It's always more delicate to attack a woman candidate. The one exception of that was Hillary Clinton because she was so vile and so polarizing. No, but I think she's going to be very formidable. But let's not get the cart in front of the horse. The greatest single danger right now to the Republic may be Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley is not a conservative. She is someone whose policies, particularly in the foreign policy and defense area, are identical to those of Joe Biden. Ron DeSantis at least tried to keep a foot in each camp. He tried to brand himself as America First while taking hundreds of millions of dollars from globalists and those who want to go easy on China.
Isn't she just George W. Bush in a dress?
Dick Cheney in heels is the way I think I put it. She's looking for the next world war. She's not trustworthy. She looked Donald Trump in the eye and said, you've been a great president, and if you run again, I will not run. So she's broken her word. Say what you want about Ron DeSantis. I thought his running was a treacherous act of disloyalty and ingratitude, but at least he never lied to the president about it. He just went out and did it. In her case, she lied to him, so it's a character issue. But then let's just be very clear. Her policies, particularly on foreign policy defense, are really identical to Joe Biden. She wants to ship billions more to Ukraine. She keeps saying if Putin takes Ukraine, he's made it very clear that Poland and Germany are. When the Russians say that? She keeps saying, the Russians have said that. Where have they said that?
No, she's a complete liar, bought and paid for by the neocons and the left. So how do you see the rest of the races? It is a two-person race now because everybody else has dropped out. She's a distant second. They're going to try to push her. They're going to try to catapult her. How is she a danger, and how do we neutralize Bird Brain?
Well, perhaps we should call her Hot Pants rather than Bird Brain with these new revelations about her various extramarital affairs while her husband was serving his country abroad. They're all over the media today. But more importantly, I think New Hampshire is the last place where she has any kind of outside chance, and I think Trump is about to crush her there. Very significant that South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster and the Lieutenant Governor of South Carolina, a number of the cabinet members, as well as South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, all in New Hampshire today campaigning for Donald Trump. So the people who know Nikki Haley best are in New Hampshire campaigning against her. The only reason she has any kind of prospect there is because of this effort being run by Governor Chris Sununu, a liberal Republican, actually a Democrat posing as a Republican, to drag liberal-leaning independents into the Republican primary, which by state law they can vote. It's too late if you're a Democrat. You can't switch now in time to vote in the Republican primary. That deadline was back in October. But if you're a registered independent, about a third of the voters in New Hampshire are, You can enter either Republican or Democratic primary, where there is no Democratic primary because the Democrats eliminated any opposition to Joe Biden. In fact, they stripped New Hampshire of their delegates. So this is her last chance, and it's not looking good. I'm predicting a solid 50% plus double-digit victory for President Donald Trump next Tuesday. And then we move to South Carolina, where there are no party registration, where anybody can vote in any primary, and in her home state, Alex, she's going to get walloped.
All right, Roger, I know you got to go soon, but do one more segment, because we're here seeing victory, we're seeing the worm turn, it's everywhere. Even Joe Rogan's out endorsing Trump now, so that's a bellwether moment. The globalists admit they're losing, but all the criminal indictments, more indictments they're talking about, the desperation, but also each one of their kangaroo trials, many of them without juries, are also only making Trump that much more obvious to the public as the outsider, as the maverick. When we come back, Fanny Fingered, a jilted wife in Trump Georgia fiasco, drops bank statements revealing lavish vacations. So now top Democrats are telling her to resign before all this news comes out. They're saying, oh, it's legal that she hired her boyfriend, which it's not. But she's resigned because they're hoping the rest of the story is already broken here, but hasn't hit mainstream media yet, that she was giving him taxpayer money. He was then giving it back to her, and we have the bank statements. So I don't see how now they just remove her and continue on a new, the same trial when Trump was set up by this bird brain. I mean, look at these people. My God, they're idiots. We'll be right back. Roger Stone's our guest. I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Breaking through the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
You're damn right we are. All glory to God at the galactic level. But all support and thanks to the listeners and viewers that have backed us through hell. You stood with us. You spread the word. You were there with us when we were the underdog, and we still are, but we're fighting back. So I mean it from the bottom of my heart, for my family, and the whole InfoWars crew. You're our family, and we love and appreciate you. Thank you. Because all I want to do is take on the New World Order and win, but I can't do it without you. All right, Roger Stone knocking it out of the park 2 years ago. I didn't roll my eyes because this guy, I say he's rarely wrong. Can't remember when he was wrong. said, you know, they're bringing in Michelle Obama at the convention. You watch. This was 2 years ago. I'm like, wow, that's wild. I thought it'd be Gavin Newsom. And I'm on record saying, I think Roger might be wrong here. But now it's all over the news. They're getting it ready. Shifting gears out of that, Roger. Fannie Willis, it's been out for a week about the boyfriend and paying more than the other prosecutors and him never running a real case except drunk driving cases. And why does she do it? And now he's in a divorce, and those that have been hiding under a rock, it's all on Infowars.com. She's released the bank statements that she would give him the taxpayer money, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, up to over $400,000, and then in her name, because he was cheating on his wife, could put it in his, he would then spend the money she gave him in her name, I guess laundering it back. You couldn't figure out a better way to catch yourself. These people are so arrogant. I notice the dumber somebody is, the more they think they're invincible and they're arrogant. The smarter you are, the more you know the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray, no matter how smart you are. But these idiots have invincible arrogance and chutzpah and bravado and hubris. And so now Caribbean trips, cruises, Europe trips, just party time, baby, hotels, jewelry, and more is coming out. Of course, you know it's tip of the iceberg. So I got all these articles where top Fannie Willis ally calls for lead prosecutor Nathan Wade to step down. Norm Eisen, you know, says she's done nothing wrong, but resign now before it becomes more issue, because they know the criminal activity's coming out. Roger Stone, what do you say to this? What do you say is coming next?
There's a lot of bad news for the New World Order coming out of Georgia. It's not just that the epic corruption of Fannie Willis is now being exposed. She paid her paramour, married boyfriend, $645,000. She bypassed a far more experienced prosecutor who actually had a track record of prosecuting RICO cases, I guess because he was white. At the same time, there's a federal case overseen by Judge Totenberg where the underlying premise of her entire action against Trump appears to be crumbling. Remember, what she's saying is Trump lost Georgia. He knew he lost Georgia. Then he conspired with others to try to have the Secretary of State find 11,000 votes to tip the electoral votes to him. Anyone who spends any time listening to that entire audio, and it's very long, or if you read a transcript, you'll see that Trump did not tell Secretary of State Raffensperger to find 11,860 votes. What he told him is, you have already inadvertently counted more than 11,860 illegal votes, and once you eliminate those illegal votes based on residence or moving out of state.
It's on record. They knew that happened. He said, just go find those. We know we're there.
Exactly. But he never told them to go fabricate votes.
If somebody robs a liquor store and they see the van drive off with the money and everything, and the police say, go get a blue van and find the guys with the stolen loot. And it doesn't mean they're planting stolen loot. They saw them drive off with it.
But again, at the beginning of the show, we talked about the hand of God. This case is falling apart before your very eyes. This is one of the four areas where they have the president under the gun for lawfare. So let's just examine his schedule. He wins the Iowa caucuses big. He gives a terrific victory speech. Then he gets on a plane. He lands in Manhattan or in New York City at 3:30 in the morning. He has to be in court at 9:30 the following morning. He's in court until early afternoon. He then flies to New Hampshire, does an event. Then he has to fly back to New York to appear in court the next morning. Then he flies back to New Hampshire to do an extraordinary Saturday rally. This is a perfect example of the entire plan here. It is to sap him of his time, of his energy, and of his campaign.
That was my next question. I know you talk to him all the time. And you don't brag about it, but you know, you're on record, you know, saying he's not going to pick Nikki Haley now. He's official come out and said he isn't. I was going to say to you in this interview today, and I'm glad you brought this up because I forgot. He's not dementia like Joe. He has more stamina than I have at 50. But that said, if I did his schedule, I would know who I was half the time. He can't be sleeping 2 hours a night and doing this. So there is times when he walks into a hotel at 3 a.m. and there's media and he's got the tie off and he still is well-spoken, but he's dragging his feet. I would be leaning up against the damn wall. How the hell do we get the big guy, if he has to cut back some of the speeches or whatever, to not at 77, 78 push himself like this? Because a 25-year-old man cannot do this. And I think he's falling into their trap trying to be Hercules. I think he's going to win regardless. The landslide is going to be so big. How do we... I mean, here's that's question number one. Number two, obviously he's got bad advisors. I get he's invested in Truth Social. It's his company. It's great. He could use his $87 million or whatever it is on X to push them all there. That is insane. So that's a big mistake by Trump, that he's not, you know, doing spaces and doing X shows or streaming his thing there when Musk has invited him back for over a year. So can you, because that the both those areas, overworking him, because he looks great a lot of the time, but sometimes you can tell he's tired as hell, and then not getting back on Twitter. That is insane.
Well, first of all, you make a very good point, Alex. It's a personal point here. My sister's only son, my nephew, died of a fentanyl overdose late last week at age 38. This is a family trip. President Trump took time yesterday to call me yesterday afternoon with his condolences for me and my wife and my sister and his family. He wasn't calling about politics. We didn't talk about politics. That's how decent this guy. He saw it somewhere on social media where somebody told
superhuman.
Him. Superhuman. I mean, this is the kind of
person. He called when I got remarried 7 years ago and talked to my wife for 10 minutes.
So he's a Superman. I mean, I really think he's in it for the fight. The truth is, he's best in battle. He's best in combat. He's best when he's challenged. He knows what the stakes are. The stakes are nothing less than our survival as a constitutional republic, and he's the only thing that stands between the new world order, the globalists, and the total takeover, and the collapse of our system, endless foreign war, and I'm not eating those bugs. I don't know about you. He totally stands the stakes here.
No, but don't you agree with me that somebody's got to – look, we get he's pretty much superhuman, but he cannot work 21 hours a day.
Look, I agree with you. I'd like to see him back on X. I'm very grateful to Elon Musk for giving me my voice back. I'm grateful to him for giving you your voice back. He turns out to be one of the most significant figures in the history of the country now because he exposed the epic corruption that was going on in social media. Yet they say we're the ones who want to impose a dictatorship, yet they're the ones putting forward a total censorship and cancellation regime. It's outrageous. I would like to see him return to X. He doesn't have to be there every day, but particularly on his more important policy issues, there's a huge, huge audience for him there. Now,
sure, but whoever, yes, that's what I'm saying. We know they're saying be loyal to Truth Social. His account pushing people to Truth Social, if he just put links up to Truth Social, would supercharge Truth Social. Whoever is advising him not to be using X needs to be flogged. So,
I love True Social. I use it. I love it. I like it a lot. I also am grateful for my ex profile. The president makes his own decisions. Nobody's made this decision but him. I still think the day will come that he will return. The good news is most of his content on True Social bleeds over anyway, and it does get big following there. But remember, he used it when he was charged in Georgia.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The second American Revolution is happening now, right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I mean, this is ridiculous, but I'm really concerned about what dirty tricks the Democrats are going to pull. So, yeah, we're having a lot of victories, but let's not be too confident. What keeps you up at night? What are you concerned about, Roger?
I'm worried about a couple things. One is the prospect of war with Russia, an out declared war. And some a twisted use of the War Powers Act to try to postpone or cancel the election. I'm worried you've talked about this extensively, about another phony pandemic, Virus X or whatever they want to call it. But mostly I pray about the president's personal safety and the safety of his family. Look, I wrote a book on the assassination of a president, the man who killed Kennedy, the case against LBJ. They killed one president. They took another president down. In a silent coup, Richard Nixon, they attempted to assassinate Ronald Reagan. I pray for Trump's safety because he is the one thing that stands between them and world domination, and they know it. I ask others who are tuned in now, please join me praying for our president every single day.
Roger, I agree. You've never done this, but I'm gonna put you on the spot. You're a private man, but will you please say a prayer for President Trump?
I will. Heavenly Father, please join everyone who's tuned into this broadcast as we pray to you because if God is for us, who can be against us? Please protect thy servant, Donald J. Trump, and his family as they seek to do thy will and save this nation. Amen.
You know what's been beautiful is I've seen Barron Trump, who's been very private until now, with his dad all over the campaign trail, holding his hand, not that Trump even needs help, but being there with him, hugging him. I've seen footage of Trump at Melania's mother's funeral coming out. You know, Trump looked very upset, but Barron was there. How important has, I know Barron's always been very important, but how important has Barron become recently?
Well, look, I think the president and Melania are very, very proud of Barron. Barron's very proud of his father. They're very private. Melania is a great mother. She's probably the most cultured, kindest, sweetest, most learned, and chicest first lady we've ever had. She never got credit for the great work she did for this country. If there's anybody who should have been on the cover of Vogue, it was Melania.
And she never was. She's as chic as it gets. She's as royal as it gets. And I don't mean that in the current tense of inbred royals. I mean, she's just a spectacular woman.
I think she speaks five languages. She's very highly educated, but also one of the kindest people you've ever met. One of the most empathetic people you've ever met. Just a great, great woman. I've known her since 1999, actually. They shield the privacy of Barron. I respect that. The Santises, I think, hurt themselves by dragging their three children, across the country when they frankly should have been.
But that was my question. We're seeing Barron more and more, though, showing up at some things.
Well, it must be by his own choice, and something I'm sure he discussed with his parents. But I've yet to hear him speak in public. He's a very likable young man. He's obviously got his height from his father. We also, our condolences to Melania's family and the Trump family over the passing of Donald's mother-in-law. They were indeed particularly close. It was absolutely outrageous that the judge in New York would not afford the guy one day, just one day, to attend his mother-in-law's funeral. Shows you what these people are like. Demonic.
They are disgusting, but they're not as confident as they used to be, because they admit, the Democrats, as you know, in the news admit, Axelrod admitted on a TV show, others have, we thought these indictments would hurt him, but they didn't.
No, it's counterintuitive. Actually, it seems every time they hit him, he gains strength. No one ever could have foreseen this, and I think these cases are going to fall away one by one. We already see that happening in Georgia, as you pointed out, the beginning of this great segment. So we continue to pray, but we also continue to work. No one in New Hampshire, or no one in South Carolina, no one in Nevada, no one in any of these states should take anything for granted. Yes, it's good that Ron DeSantis stepped aside. Yes, it's good that he grudgingly endorsed the president. That doesn't mean this is over. Nikki Haley is evil. She's controlled by the cabal that controls Joe Biden. They're the same donors. They're the same globalists.
And for people that don't know, and I've had all the experts on, but just boil it down in like a minute or two. They've got dead people that vote. Yeah, they've got illegals that vote. Yeah, they've got people moved out of districts and they vote in their names. But we know that they run out of bullets with landslides. That's why we've got to have no. We should not. Oh, we're winning and just go to sleep. We've got to have a maximum landslide.
But we did this excellent space last Sunday. I guess it was you and I. Jack Posobiec from Human Events, General Mike Flynn. It was one of the greatest spaces. I don't do many of them. I do very, very few of them. But this is a point General Flynn made over and over again. Voter turnout has not been, it's been anemic. Even in some of the most important recent elections, it's just been anemic. Every single person who thinks like we do, every single person who loves America and wants to save this country, can take nothing for granted. Not only do you have to get out, you have to get every member of your family out, and your circle of friends. Yesterday, I was in the dry cleaner yesterday, and I met a very nice young African-American woman. She told me she didn't vote 4 years ago, 3 years ago. But she said she's certainly voting this time, and so is everyone in her family, because the economy is so bad, because her life is so bad, so difficult under Joe Biden. That's a real sea change, Alex. That shows you that's happening, I'm convinced, across this country.
Incredible. All right, you're on Tim Pool's show tomorrow. What time is that, and what are you going to be covering?
I can't even answer the question yet. I don't know what we're going to talk about yet. I'm privileged to be on, but it's on tomorrow evening, so look for that. I've never been on with him before. I like him very much. I really like his show. I'm honored to be invited. Should be great.
All right, Roger. StoneZone.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Alex. God bless you, and have a great Sunday. What's left of it.
Yes, sir. All right. Powerful first hour. I'm going to go to break in a few minutes, start the next hour. And when I tell you we're winning, folks, I've been on here 30 years in April, 29 plus years, and it was nothing but negative, 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 negative. Just like Winston Churchill at the start of World War II. But I promised victory if people were strong. We are completely turning the tables right now. But I would not be surprised if we wake up next week and a nuke goes off and they blame it on somebody. I mean, I'm just telling you, they're not going to give up easy. So, but we're not going out without a fight. So, hey, yeah, you're going to pull something, a race war, a bio release, a nuclear war. Hey, we're whatever, justice be done, may the heavens fall. We are moving forward against your operations, period. And I've got dozens of clips here, but we're going to get into the next hour. You know, if I work hard, if I shut up and don't give too much commentary on these, I could probably get to most of these. But Davos is in full crap their pants mode. You heard Roger talking to his sources that were at Davos. And these guys do run stuff, okay? And they are the most, anybody that knows them, they can be worth $5 billion. They never tip. They're rude to everyone. They're psychopaths. They have no empathy. They're the worst people on earth. But they wrap themselves in a liberal, you know, gold foil to look like they're good people. They're not. So we're going to go to the clips of them in full crap their pants mode. But separately, well, what's wrong with world government? Well, of course we're going to have a digital currency and make you take shots and make you eat bugs. I mean, they said it all again. The clips are insane. Absolutely redonkulous. That is coming up next hour. Listen, I need your help. I mean, have we not delivered? It's like in Gladiator, when he first is a gladiator, he kills like four guys in 20 seconds. He says, are you not entertained? I mean, are you not getting what you want? Because, I mean, I eat, drink, and sleep this. I'm up against the New World Order, and all I need is your support. All I need is your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, and I sell you stuff that's the highest rated, the best, because I treat you like I want to be treated. I believe in mojo, karma, reap what you sow, folks, and you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com. You need to make the decision to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible products. We have the supercharged special right now, despite the fact that both these best-selling products are selling out. DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus are both selling out, but despite that, they're 50% off as a combo. The supercharged special at InfoWarsStore.com or 40% off individually. You're like, well, if you're going to sell out, I'll have more for months. Why are you doing it? Because we need the funds now. That's how serious this is. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, and while you're there, it's about to sell out, but it's okay. We did a limited run. Now that it's going to sell out, we can order a bigger order of it. We're building back to be able to, you know, not just stay the same, but expand in the enemy space. That's up to you, though. You have to make the decision to say, has InfoWars delivered? Is InfoWars on the air 7 days a week? Is Jones wild? Is he dedicated? Has he told us the truth? The answer is, I've died trying. I ain't perfect, man. If I'm lying, I'm dying. I'm all about what is the most accurate. What is the most cutting edge? Who do I have on? The people that predict the future, that are accurate. You can get next level foundational energy. Next level foundational energy that supercharges your cells. Take an hour to explain it, but this takes folic acid and puts it into the pure form of methylfolate that is the essence of your cells. And it's got the big complex to supercharge it. Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get a fundraiser copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. The ball is in your court. Hour number two starts now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.